Let's have a productive talk about the weather today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit SafeExcavator.com for more information.
Eric Snodgrass is a total geek when it comes to weather. The Illinois-based meteorologist works for Nutrien Ag Solutions and spoke last week at the South Dakota Farmers Union State Convention.
Every single weather system that we deal with here in the Northern Plains isn't born here. It comes from some other source region. Usually that's either the Indian Ocean, north of the Himalayan Mountains, or Siberia. That's where your weather systems are born.
Snodgrass says if you bet your farm on a long-term weather forecast, you will likely lose. And he adds, good weather is a matter of opinion.
I'd like you to have a really nasty cold winter. Turns out your best growing seasons the next year are pretty darn good after those. I'd also like to dial up an April 4th blizzard. You are going to hate it, and then you're going to love it. April 4th blizzards are terrible on every bit of things we do here, especially on our cattle. But in April, when you get snow and it melts, you keep it.
Snodgrass says this past year has been a wild one for weather.
We had 24,000 separate reports of severe weather this year. We had 4 million acres hit by 1-inch diameter hail or larger. We had 1,700 tornadoes. This is the second busiest severe weather season on record. Every morning after a severe weather event, I'd wake up and I would see the markets trend down. I think that's all they saw was the rain that came out of these storms.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.